Hello, you're stuck in a hotel room with Wolf Court. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Obviously, still traveling. All right, so ransomware sucks, right? I mean, they come in, you get bombed, they install software, they ransom your data, people have to pay the ransom, which means that these criminals, billion-dollar industry, now have more money to make better ransomware. And it seems to be bypassing a lot of control. So the tip is, if you haven't been hit by it yet, count yourself lucky and do a threat model and make sure you know how you're going to stop it. If you have been hit by it already, take a look back at your incident response plan and what happened and see how you can improve the situation. Here's how I would propose a defense in depth, balloon tower defense style, of controls for stopping ransomware. One. Detection, spam detection, on the cloud, not in your perimeter, not in your email system, not in your spam folder, right? Something that is receiving your emails, scrubbing your emails, and catching any malware at that end. Not going to catch everything, but will catch common attacks, especially ones that have been running for a while, using known signatures. One. Number two, good firewalls, looking on ingress, looking for signatures of bad attacks, looking for drive-by downloads, looking for all the other things that are going into your network. Good firewalls, unified threat management appliances, IPS IDS on them, you get it. Three, remote detonation. How about opening attachments or browsing to web pages and seeing if they're really bad? By this, I'm talking about something like FireEye. Use vendor of your choice here, but actually check the content and see what's going on. Four, security awareness. If it gets past your spam filter, gets past your firewall, it somehow evades detonation, which does happen. I won't get into that, but there's ways that ransomware can do that. Now the user sees it. If you've trained your users right and you're doing regular phishing exercises, you stand a chance that the user won't click, and then you win. User awareness for end users. Number five, let's say they do click it and somehow it's past everything else. This is where your antivirus, your endpoint protection comes into play, along with things like application whitelisting. So your endpoint protection kicks in. Now, if it's signature based, these guys are spending billions of dollars in invading signature and they already got past all those other layers, probably not gonna help. But if it's behavioral based, you might stand a chance of getting it caught. If it is application whitelisting and the ransomware, which today they haven't seen any ransomware bypassing application whitelisting, pro tip, you might stand a chance of getting it caught. All right, so now it's going to run and it's going to do what all malware does, not all malware, but most criminal malware does, which is ET phone home and dial back out. Remember those firewalls? Egress filtering, right? Checking for signatures, checking for callbacks to bad domains. May also include something like DNS monitoring from OpenDNS or CrowdStrike. Now, finally, we get to security awareness of the help desk. It was told to me recently that a guy was walking around and was called over. Hey, what happened to that ticket? And security guy goes, what ticket? And user guy goes, the ticket I put in this morning. I haven't been able to use my computer. And security guy goes, why? And the user goes, because I got this message. I don't even know what a Bitcoin is. And now my computer's real slow and it's locked up. And the security guy goes, and yanked the power cord just in time, right as it started to encrypt the file server. I think the security guy should get like a cape, like he should do one of those superhero things. Anyway, his point is, help desk logged the ticket, never did anything about it, and the ransomware ran for several hours, even though the user knew what to do. So make sure your help desk is also getting security awareness training on your incident response procedures. And that gets us to the last line of defense. That gets us to about the only line of defense most organizations are deploying today. That line of defense is backups. Have good backups, sleep well at night, and restore. There you have it. There's a full threat model of controls that can protect and prevent and respond to ransomware. Each one of them is only like any balloon tower defense style map is only works to a certain percentage of time. But in conjunction, you can send a really good chance at stopping the ransomware. And if all that fails, tell your users how to use Bitcoin. I'm joking. What did I miss? What have you seen that works well for you? Hit me up, comments, Twitter, and I'll talk to you later.